A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Yud Tes, Moed Katan 19a, pagination is 37. At the middle of the page, the beginning of a line, a new Mishnah. Hakoveres Meso, a person who buries a dead person, meaning a relative, someone who is close enough for him to be mourning for, Shlosha Yomim Kodam Loregel, 3 days before a holiday. Rashi tells us that Shlosha Yomim, at least according to Halacha, the way we paskin, is not to be taken to be literally 3 days, but even a moment before the holiday, if the person was able to be Noheg Avelus, to do an action of mourning before the holiday, Batla Hemenu Gezeiras Shiva, then that one moment counts as Shiva, and the holiday will terminate Shiva, and he will not have to sit a full 7 days of mourning. The 30 days of mourning will be calculated from there on, as the 12 months are still going to be calculated. But the regel, the holiday, has the power to terminate the Shiva, which he is currently engaged in. Shimona, if there were 8 days before the holiday, such that he observed Shiva, and he's already having started the rules of the 30 days of mourning, Batlu Amenu Gezeira Shloshim, then the holiday would have the power to terminate the Shloshim mourning period. Mipnei Sha'omru, because they said, Shabbos Ola Ve'ena Mafsekes, Shabbos counts towards your days of mourning. A Shiva will have a Shabbos in the middle, typically in the middle, and that day counts towards the Shiva, even though he doesn't observe Shiva in its fullest sense. It's only Devarim Shebetzina, things that are hidden, that one observes on Shabbos, but other types of observance, the public concept of having torn clothing, of sitting low, of not going out of one's house, these things don't apply on Shabbos, but Shabbos Ola, Shabbos nevertheless counts. Ve'ena mafsekes, and it will not interrupt or terminate the Shiva. However, and this is the point of our Mishnah, Rigolim mafsikin ve'enan olin. A holiday will stop, will terminate a Shiva or a Shloshim. Ve'enan olim, but it doesn't count towards the Shiva, meaning if a person buried the relative during Chol HaMoed, so the days of mourning that follow don't count towards Shiva. It's a in-between type of mourning. It doesn't count towards Shiva. Shiva is going to be started after the holiday. Skip a line. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim kiregolim. Rabbi Gamliel says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur count as holidays. In other words, until now, we only understood Pesach and Sukkot, major holidays, are going to count as holidays. And now we're told Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also have this power to terminate a Shiva or a Shloshim. V'Chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, skip a line, Atzeres Kirigolim. Also, Shavuos is a holiday and can terminate a Shiva or a Shloshim. We skipped slightly in the Mishnah. That's the way we paskin, that Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur all have rules of Rigolim, of holidays, and they will all terminate a Shiva or a Shloshim, if that Shiva or Shloshim has begun. And that's why, for example, if a person, Lo Aleinu, loses a relative right before a holiday, we make sure, to the extent that we can, to do the burial and then have the person do an act of avelus, such as taking off their shoes, do an act of avelus, sit low, do an act of avelus so that the avelus began and then the shiva can be terminated by the regalim, by the holiday. It does leave many people with an emotional disadvantage that they didn't get a full shiva. On the other hand, we generally advocate for this type of hurrying to the extent that we can. Number one, so that the dead person should not be in limbo for so long. And number two, even though shiva is beneficial, but the kind of shiva that would be after the holiday. And then that's really extending the intense mourning period a bit more than we would choose to. And therefore, generally, that's what we try to do, to get everything started before the regel so that the regel abridges the mourning experience. So in practical terms, shiva, we understand, a person loses a relative right before any one of these Yomim Tovim. If he was able to be noeg avelus, to act in the way of mourning beforehand, it will terminate shiva. How does shloshim work? So the Mishnah told us shemona, 8 days before the holiday. And in halacha, it's understood that it doesn't really require a full 8 days, because Mikzas Hayom Kekulo on the 7th day. We know that the 7th day of mourning is an abridged day. Once the beginning of the day occurred, and for example, after Shachris, Kamu HaMenachamim, the comforters have stood up, so then the person is entitled to stand up and consider his shiva completed, even though he didn't complete the 7th day of mourning. Mikzas Hayom Kekulo, part of the day, is considered a complete day. If so, even before he gets to the 8th day, he has already started the mourning period called Shloshim, the 30 days. And therefore, if that happened, if the 7th day was Erev Yom Tov before the holiday, so then the shiva would end on the morning of the 7th, and then immediately thereafter, Shloshim has begun, and by that afternoon, evening, by the time the holiday comes, 30-day mourning was already in place, and will be terminated by the regel. An interesting halacha, what gets terminated? So, in Simen Shin Tzadi Tes, Sif Dalid, the Mechaber notes, Hadurega Mavatal Gezerah Shloshim B'Sha'ar Mesim. The fact that the holiday will terminate Shloshim applies most directly by other dead people, meaning Avo Ba'ava Ve'imo, but not by his parents. Because by one's parents, Osir Acha Yiga Rubo Chaverov, a person is not allowed to take a haircut until his friends see him in a negative light, and they object. And therefore, afilu poga b'harega l'achalamid yom eina mevatel. The holiday is not going to be able to achieve that. What the holiday can do is make it as if we counted 30 days. But the holiday cannot make his hair long enough that his friends should object. And by a parent, even if Shloshim is over, there's still certain rules that go beyond Shloshim. Acha yigaru bo chaverov, a haircut is until his friends scream at him, so to speak. They object. And that's a mitzius. That's a fact on the ground. Either it happened or it didn't happen, and the holiday would not be able to impact that. But in general rules of Shiva and Shloshim, the holiday has that power to terminate. And as the Mishnah did a contrast, parenthetically, Shabbos does not terminate. The mourning is kind of in abeyance, in a weaker form during Shabbos in terms of what is observed, only Devarim Shabbetzina, and not things that are public. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.